I have to start by saying I think I was preliminary unfair to this movie. So we're talking about Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. You may know it as Aquaman 2. You may know it as the end of the DC cinematic universe, whatever that is. You may know it as a lot of things, but here's the thing. I didn't hate Aquaman 1. I didn't say I particularly liked Aquaman 1, but it did the job. And it actually brought Aquaman into the modern era. I will say that. I mean, yes, we had him from the Justice League and we had him from some other places. But yeah, it was perfectly fine adaptation. And look what you're working with, people. Go back and watch the Super Friends cartoons and realize what you're working with. If you liked the first one, you will like this one. If you hated the first one, you will hate the second one. It is that simple. Same bad guy. Same drama, same ridiculous, kooky underwater stuff. However, I actually have to say there are some bright spots for this movie. One, Jason Momoa is always good. I actually found out what a great actor he was in the Fast and Furious movie, in the most recent one. He really stood out and outshined some of the other people who have been around for a while in that movie. He was great. He's
literally
fantastic.
Steals the show in that movie.
I think he really does. 100. I rewatched it recently.
Yeah?
And yeah, he really, really does.
Yeah, he's a bright spot.
I watched it on one of my flights to all the other places I'm going everywhere. I'm like, what do I got downloaded on my device? Sure, let's just watch that. So, yeah, he's great. Then Amber Heard shows up. Now, here's how bad her PR is these days. She's perfectly fine in the movie. You could tell they reduced the size of her presence in the movie. But the second she shows up on screen, the theater just started laughing. Just that's how bad it is for her. I don't know how you come back from something like that. I really don't know, but she's perfectly fine. I was actually shocked that Nicole Kidman didn't have more of a role, and neither did our Mandalorian friend, otherwise known as Boba Fett.
Tamara Morrison.
That's right. I was kind of surprised that as Aquaman's parents, they didn't play more of a role.
Yeah.
They're barely there.
Oh, that's a shame. I love it when that dude gets work.
Yeah.
I really like that guy.
I mean, he's perfectly fine, but the other thing was they did this weird CGI on Nicole Kidman. Everybody looks weird underwater, and most of the movie's underwater. Nicole Kidman don't need no CGI. You know what I'm saying? And then you start messing with her face.
I think that's just how she looks now.
No. This
it's
was something
uncomfortable.
Else. There's some other things going. Dolph Lundgren looks uncomfortable. I'm like, I don't know if that's your hair or not, dude. You look uncomfortable. Whatever's going on there.
He grabbed the hair dye that says Rockadile Red, and it's got like, you know, a Tyrannosaurus playing a guitar on there. He's like, that's the one.
Yeah, exactly. That's some goofy stuff. Look, it's the same thing as before, and actually it made me a little sad. And let me tell you why this movie made me a little sad. The DC universe, cinematic universe, could have been really great. Jason Momoa, perfectly fine casting. Henry Cavill, fine casting. I even don't have a problem with the Ben Affleck, right? Gal Gadot, amazing. Whoever wrote these garbage movies, did you guys not think to maybe talk to the people who made great comic books that were, they were the primary ones for decades before Marvel showed up? Did you maybe think of consulting any of them as opposed to just yanking their characters and doing whatever the hell you wanted with them? It made me sad. Because the problem with the universe is not anybody who's cast in this movie, even Amber Heard. She's not even the problem. By the way, weird thing in this movie where they keep having these conversations about Aquaman being a single father, and yet she's there. She's in the movie. And spoiler alert, they don't kill her off. So she's around the whole movie, which would have been an easy out. The whole movie's about, oh, I have to raise this kid on my own, just like you were raised. What do you mean? I mean, are you prepping for something? She never actually dies. It's clear that she's just going to be erased from existence. But it did make me sad that the DC comic universe, I mean, the DC cinematic universe, excuse me, has been so screwed up by bad stewards. Just terribly screwed up. And that's just disappointing to me. Because you guys tried to rush to compete with Marvel. And I think if you hadn't done that and actually taken your time, Marvel's on the downside, and all anybody would have been talking about was DC. That's all anybody would have been talking about. And that's why people want Henry Cavill back. That's why they just want to see him in a good movie. They just want to see these guys back in a good movie, and now they're done. Ezra Miller, as crazy as he is, he wasn't badly cast. He was perfectly fine for the movie. So yeah, I'd say Aquaman, oh, and the after-credit scene, not worth waiting through. It's a mid-credit scene. There's nothing at the end of the movie. The mid-credit scene, it's fine. You want to stay? It's funny. It's fine. Everybody's good in this. The movie's perfectly fine. The CGI, I would actually say, is better than the first one, except for whatever's going on with Nicole Kidman. I'd say it's perfectly fine. But it just goes nowhere. You know that there's not anything coming after it. You can enjoy it as a standalone thing, like Blue Beetle for a minute. You can look at the Blue Beetle and go, I'm just going to enjoy this. Like, I like the Blue Beetle movie, and I thought I was going to hate that movie. And I really ended up enjoying it. So it's just bad stewards for the franchises.
Well, and that's why I was going to ask you. It's like, you know, knowing that this is the end of this run of DC movies, like, this gets to be kind of delightfully standalone for somebody who, like, hasn't seen all of these movies. And, you know, knowing what that first one is this worth checking out? Like I haven't seen it yet. I unfortunately missed the press screening from our friends over at Ally Global Marketing. But, like, is it worth going to check out?
So I'd say you don't have to watch it in theaters. You don't need a big screen for this movie. You can download it. You can watch it at home. You can go to the bathroom. You can watch it on airplane. I don't think it merits a date night. And I don't think your date is going to want to see the Aquaman. I don't think that's what's going to happen. However, I think you should watch it. If you like the other ones, if you feel like you need a sense of completeness, I think you should watch it. Standalone, it's perfectly fine. It's perfectly innocuous. It doesn't tick anybody off. It doesn't do anything great. It's just a movie. And like I said, it just makes me sad. It's just kind of sad that way. I wish there had been so much more from the DC universe. I'm going to keep harping on this because it was so badly mismanaged. And you know what? There were bright spots. Wonder Woman, that first movie, was great. And that may be the only bright. I mean, I really can't think of that many bright spots for that franchise. But it had such potential. It really, really did. And I'm actually doing a rewatch of all the movies. And I'm just watching them going, characters were great. Silver platter. You had all these plot lines. And instead, you made this garbage. I didn't like Man of Steel. I know that's an unpopular opinion, but too much with the Kryptonian garbage and all that. Garbage. It didn't have to be that way because the other scenes were really, really good. Clark Kent, Superman, all that stuff was fine. Batman versus Superman, just, oh, what a train wreck. What an absolute train wreck. Anyway, check out Aquaman, but you don't have to do it in theaters.